welcome to the first episode of Whimsical Irritations. I am your host, Sirius Stark, and today we're going to talk about some stuff that really grinds your gears, as Peter Griffin would say. Really, you know, ruffles your feathers, pisses you off, irritates you, and also, you know, just life in general. So hang back and enjoy. Listen. Take a load off. So, one of the things that really gets me, you know, working a retail job as a quote-unquote essential worker, it can really, you know, grind your gears sometimes, especially when there's this huge pandemic going on that makes you this, you know, essential worker. And the one thing that irritates you during this irritating time is stupidity. Now, I'm sure you all know that the CDC has told you that you need to start wearing face masks when you go out into public, or it's advised that you should. Some places are a little bit more lenient on it. Now, when you're wearing a face mask and you pull it down to your chin to ask a question to someone, it defeats the whole fucking purpose of wearing a face mask. It doesn't make any sense to do this. Like, let me just put this face mask on for the looks, and then when it comes down to it, I'm going to pull it down to talk to someone. Fucking retard. And when someone tells you they don't have it and they're very sorry and that things are just a little hectic and ordering's a little short, don't be an asshole to the retailer. I mean, they're working when most of you don't have to, you know? For instance, I got a call and a question about fucking vegetable wash. I work at a liquor store. Yes, essential, I know. And I get a call about vegetable wash. Do you have any? I said, no, I don't think I have any, but, you know, I can check for you. And she goes, well, it was by the paper towels and toilet paper last time I bought it from you guys. I said, well, we don't carry toilet paper, but I'll check for you. She goes, well, I wasn't asking for toilet paper. I'm like, bitch, are you fucking serious? Like, no shit, I know you're not asking for toilet paper. I'm just stating the fact that you said that you got it next to the toilet paper. And it wasn't next to the toilet paper, you know, because we don't have it. But let me check. So I go and do the check, even though I know the outcome is going to be that we don't have vegetable wash. Get back to her and tell her that we don't have vegetable wash, and I'm so sorry. And she hung up on me, mid apology for it. Which, you know, in reality, I'm not sorry that you're a dumb fucking bitch and you need a fucking vegetable wash. Use your goddamn fucking sink. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. So just while you're out there, remember that there are people too, and they're, you know, going through shit too. They have families, and they're scared of getting sick, and they don't want to deal with any of that either. It doesn't make any sense. The other thing that always gets me, and this is during, you know, pandemic and non-pandemic, is it's okay to ask for help on some things. You know, it really is. It's always good to have a shoulder to lean on and someone to rely on in a time of need. But my God, you know, try doing some sort of research on your own. We live in a time where there's so much information at the tips of our fingers. Literally, you know, majority of people have a smartphone sitting in their pocket. That smartphone has access to the internet, and the internet has so much information on it. Just fucking Google it. You don't know how to make a fucking old-fashioned? Fucking Google it. Pull up fucking 20 different goddamn recipes on how to make an old-fashioned. You don't know how to tie your fucking shoes? Fucking Google it. You don't know how to change a light bulb? Google it. You don't know how to do, you know what I mean? There is something for everything. And I mean, seriously, go on YouTube. There is almost an instructional video on how to do everything on YouTube. Some of the things you go on there and you see it and you're like, really? You needed to teach me how to turn on a stove? You needed to teach me how to set fucking my oven to preheat 375 degrees? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. But hey, you know, I guess some people just aren't catching on to things like that. It's just, Jesus. Now, this one's for all the parents out there. Parenting is, you know, one of the best things that you can have the pleasure of experiencing in life. It really is. The joys of, you know, seeing their first time trying ice cream, seeing their first time seeing something beautiful, you know, that spark, that light up in their face, it's one of the best things you can ask for in life. But man, I know, and most parents will tell you, it can be rough, you know, especially when your kid starts getting older, they catch an attitude or whatever it may be. And, you know, sometimes you got to be the bad guy, technically. And no one likes being the bad guy. You know, no one likes being that fucking asshole who's, you know, yelling at them to pick up after themselves or anything like that. And I know myself, you know, afterwards of, you know, yelling at my son, telling him, you know, that for the millionth time to pick up his mess, it gets frustrating, it gets irritating, and then sometimes you snap a little harder than you meant to, and you feel bad. What I'm trying to say is, you know, for the parents that do listen to this, it's okay. It's okay. And especially the fact that you feel that way, it just means how much you do care for your child. And we all go through it. We all have that, you know, that struggle of, man, I feel like a dick. But it's part of the gig. You know, it comes with the gig of being a parent. And, you know, just like everything else in life, you have to take the good with the bad. It's just, it can be hard. I do understand. I do get it. You know, and sometimes you just have to take a break. You have to look at the little things, because a lot of little things add up to, you know, a big thing. And there's a lot of little, you know, enjoyments out of being a parent. And let's face it, little things matter, you know. Minute details, they matter. You know, when you're watching your TV show, and this is a whole nother thing I wanted to bring up, it just kind of rolled into it. They matter when you're watching that TV show. When you're watching Game of Thrones, for instance, and the opening credits roll out, and because the Boltons took over, you know, the House Stark over at Winterfell, the opening credits shows the Bolton sigil, you know, on it. Or, you know, when you're looking at a ship that was made by the Starks, you see little wolves, you know, carved into it, or just things like that. Little details really matter in your TV shows, your movies, and, you know, they matter outside of that as well. When you're living your life, you know, like, that's, you know, you work a retail job like I do. I know sometimes looking forward to my lunch break and just having that, you know, small 24-minute episode of something I haven't seen yet, to relax in my car or whatever and watch that TV show breaks up the day. And that little thing right there meant a lot. I mean, I've done this for others, and others have done this for me, but I mean, have you ever sat in a line through a drive-thru and someone already paid for your food? You know, that's happened to me, and that right there made that whole day. I like to always pay things forward when things like that happen. It makes that person's day that much better. You know, it shows that there is still some humanity, there is still time to be out there and alive, and it's just how it is. It can be great life, and life can also be a giant shit show, as most people know. You know, as you get older, you realize that the adults from when you were younger, were just kids themselves. It's a funny thought, but when you're a kid, you're looking up and, you know, you see the adults and you think they're all knowing, and they know what's going to be happening tomorrow and the day after that, and they know what to do in every situation. So, you know, as a kid, you don't have to worry about that, because you think that the adult knows everything. You get older and you realize, you know, no one knows everything. No one knows when someone's going to die randomly. No one knows anything that when a natural disaster is going to take effect, it's funny how you get older and realize that, that, you know, they were just rolling with it the best they could, playing the game with the cards that they were dealt, so to speak. And I know this time during this whole national pandemic can be stressful, like I said before, and it can be hard. I mean, honestly, it's hard on me, but when I look at the big picture of everything, I truly am, you know, blessed and lucky. I'm still working a job and, you know, still able to provide for my family and all that. And a lot of people, you know, are struggling with that right now. You know, being laid off, furloughed, whatever it may be, it's really hard. And you're always supposed to look at the bright side of things. It definitely is hard during a crisis like that. And I was talking to a coworker the other day. It was actually my boss. And we were talking about how, you know, this is a good time to reinvent yourself. You know, let's say you don't like where you're at. You don't like the career or the job that you're working. You don't like where you're living. You don't like the house you live in, the state, whatever it may be. You know, it's a good time to start thinking about what you would rather be doing. When all this is done, said and done, and, you know, whenever that may be, and everyone's not having to freak out and wear masks and gloves everywhere, and places aren't shut down, and you know, we can kind of try and resume life back to normal as it was, there's going to be a lot of job opportunities that are going to be opened. There's going to be, it's pretty much going to be a restart, you know, here in America. A restart with, you know, a good amount of things already, you know, infrastructured, but it's going to be a good time to reinvent yourself is what I'm saying. So if you wanted to do something else, now might be the time to, you know, start pursuing that, start going after that. It doesn't hurt, you know. You can start over a million times in your life, as someone's told me, and that's okay. As long as you keep moving forward, as long as you're doing something, as long as you're trying to better yourself and your family in some way, it's okay to do that. Start over twice, three times, 3,000 times. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to figure out what you want to do, where you need to be, and you're always going to be where you need to be at the right moment, you know? So if there has been something that's been itching at you to, you know, to change, just fucking do it. Now's the time to fucking do it. You know, get on the computer, research the hell out of it, hit the books, you know, and then hit the ground running. Just don't look back and fucking keep going. This is the time that you need to do it. It really could be, you know, the bright side that everyone needs during this time. Just give that some thought, you know? So, we're going to do one of my favorite segments that I've been wanting to do since I even had the idea to do a podcast, was Whiskey of the Week. So this week's whiskey is going to be Blood Oath's Pact Number 6, their 2020 edition. Now, if you don't know anything about Blood Oath, it is made by John E. Remp. He blends different bourbons that he finds from different distilleries and ages them in, you know, different ways. He only makes one kind once. So, you know, Pact 5, you know, Pact 6, he's done 6 years of them. They are all different, and they all will only be made those one times. So, you know, you'll never find another Pact 1 unless it's hidden in some mom and pa store, you know, out in the boonies, and they just didn't, you know what it was, or they're trying to sell it for a really high price. But Pack Number 6 here is a blend that's finished in cognac barrels. Comes in a nice little wooden box, like they always do. And we're going to try this out here right now and let you know what we think about it. But I definitely think, from what I've had on all the other, you know, batches, Blood Oath makes a really, really good blend. So just smelling it, you do get some notes of caramel, light ethanol, not as heavy as some of the others, but it's real nice. Now when you take that first sip, you definitely get some spice, some spiced fruits in there, maybe a little bit of black currant, blackberry jam type of deal. And that finish is nice. It's like having like a creme brulee or just like a candied caramel, you know, toastiness going on there. It's really, really good. Now this bottle retails anywhere between $85 to $100. I picked mine up at Goody Goody Liquor in the Colony in Texas for a little under $100. let's see here. This was bottled February 9th. Runs a 98.6 proof, which is 49.3% alcohol. And I say it lives up to its reputation, just like all the other pack numbers that comes from Johnny Remp from Blood Oath there. It's definitely a blend that you'll never see again. And I mean, he's even got this saying, where is it? I was just reading it. It says, "This rare whiskey shall never again be made. The Blood Oath attests." But I mean, it's really great packaging. The whole bottle, the whole box, the whole thing. It's got a very nice like pirate look to it. But besides that, the actual juice inside itself is absolutely phenomenal. It does have a high price ticket. There are other whiskeys out there that are just as good or better for a less, you know, cheaper price. But if you are one of the collectors who do like to get all the Blood Oath pack numbers, you like to keep up to date with it and try it, and you want something that's, you know, unique and rare, and you see this, it's definitely worth the pickup. I definitely am always surprised about what I get out of buying one of these. So definitely recommend that. Now, with that little segment that I had going out there about this wonderful whiskey, I do want to start another segment, something about, you know, where any of you have questions or something you want me to talk about or anything, feel free to email me. It's at whimsicalperiodirritations@gmail.com. And I'll go ahead and get back to you, you know, on the next episode after. I would really like to start hearing what you guys have to say and what would you like me to talk about and, you know, keep this community alive one way or another. Let me tell you, if you got kids, and you bought yourself a special something to snack on, you better lock that shit up, hide it away, because you probably are only going to get one if you don't, or something bad's going to happen to it. I bought those ridiculous Trolls Oreos, and I let my kid have half of them, and I just wanted a few of them, you know, because they were these weird pop rock Oreo looking thing, diabetes given fucking cookie pops in your mouth. I mean, like, you know, sounds interesting. Kid gets to him, eats his half, like I said, that's fine, but then leaves them open, so the next time I go to grab them, they're stale. I have stale fucking cookies. Oh, after working all week and just getting home, and it's your weekend, then you clean all weekend. All that, you want a little cookie before you have to go back to work. But you don't get that cookie. Not without it tasting like a soggy piece of pop rockin' green fucking cardboard. Oh, man, it's just... Hide it. Hide it if you buy it. Time for the game to try this week. So the game that I think everyone should try this week is Sea of Thieves. It's been out for some time, but I just finally recently got to try it out for myself. And my God, what a wonderful escape that is. So if it's, you know, you wanting to be a pirate, this be the game for you. You get to have your own ship. You get to chase other people's ships down, go into full-on cannon fights with them, go on treasure hunts, battle against, you know, giant megalodon sharks that will eat your, you know, half your ship apart, battle against crazy skeletons. It's crazy. I mean, it's such a cool game. The graphics are beautiful. The open world's beautiful. You look at it and you probably don't think there's a whole lot to get about it. You know, you could just hop on and just click a button and play. And I mean, of course, you can't just click a button and play, but there's a lot to the game. You know, for instance, if you run into a rock, you're going to put a hole in your ship. Your ship will sink if you don't fish out the water with a pail and throw the water overboard and then fix the hole. If you don't pull up your sails and throw down your anchor in time, you will crash into the, you know, rock or island or whatever it may be, and you'll put more holes in your ship. If another ship hits you with a cannonball and it hits your character dead on, your dude's either dead or he's gonna fly well off of your ship. I mean, it's worth a try. It's a lot of fun. Excuse me. The way that I was able to try it is I went ahead and got the Xbox Game Pass for PC. First month is only $1, so went ahead and did that. And that game is part of the bundle there where you get to, you know, play that game on the Xbox Pass. There's also lots of other games, all the Halos on there, Gears of War, things like that. But that's the first one that I really wanted to try, and I definitely recommend it. So far, I've put in probably roughly 4 to 5 hours on it. And so far, I would probably give it, you know, a definite 4.5 out of 5 stars. It's a great game. Give it a try. Play with your friends. You know, start your own crew on it. I mean, who doesn't like being a pirate? All right, we're going to go ahead and read some interesting tweets that I found on BuzzFeed here. They are cringy. So let's just get started with a few of them. Sarah Lyons. My dentist asked his assistant to suction the water of my mouth, but I thought he was talking to me, so I sucked his finger. All right, Sarah. You let that kink roll on, I guess. My roommate went on a Bumble date and was nervous, so decided to pound shots in her car. When she got to the place they were meeting and the guy was parked next to her, and watched her chug vodka for 5 minutes. Dating is rough. Well, Sid, yep, sometimes you do just need that liquid courage. I accidentally sent this to my little sister's first grade teacher, but I meant sick. Oh my God. Let's see here. Please excuse Anna's absence on Monday. She got dick on Sunday and did not feel well Monday. That's fucking classic. Oh my God. 7 years ago, I got into a taxi and asked to be dropped off 3 miles away. At the end of the journey, when I went to pay, I realized it was not a taxi. I'm still cringing. What was it, an Uber? Damn. That one's just, come on. Use your brain. Went to class today really thinking I had grabbed my computer off the kitchen counter. It's the fucking cutting board. That's amazing, Abby. Abby Dermati. That's fucking great. I was holding my cat in my arms so the vet could give him an injection. My cat was struggling and frightened, so I bent and kissed his head to comfort him. Only it wasn't his head. The vet had gripped his neck, ready to inject, and I kissed the back of the vet's hand. Alright. Was at a coffee shop, and a girl yelled, "Anyone want a coffee? I need to spend $5 more to use my card." I piped up and said, "I do." I offered her cash for the coffee, of course, but it was later that I realized she had a group of friends she was yelling at. Oh, yeah, that one would make me feel uncomfortable. I think I would run away into my car and drive off. I just put two kisses on the online chat that I'm having with the guy updating my car insurance policy, and we are not at the end of the conversation. Kill me now. Oh, man. Distracted while on the phone to a guy from IT, I decided to Google his name to see what he looked like, completely forgetting I'd shared my screen with him. Oh, that's funny shit. I was getting a massage earlier, and the girl who was massaging me ran her hand over mine. So she gave me a hand massage, and my dumbass locked our fingers together because I thought she wanted to hold hands. My aunt wandered into an open-air restaurant in Greece, sat down. She had no Greek. They know no English, so she pointed at what others were having. They brought her wine and food. Only when she tried to pay and they refused, did she realize she just crashed someone's wedding party. Some of these are some of these are really funny. While visiting a new church, the vicar announced that it was time for the children to come up to the front. My sister and I joined them. Turns out the kids were about to perform a dance routine they'd been practicing for weeks. We were too scared to say anything. Oh, man. I met someone today who worked for AAA, and I thought they said Chick-fil-A, so after 15 minutes of talking, I asked what his specific job was, and he said roadside assistance, and I was like, wow, Chick-fil-A is unmatched. Then I asked how they make their sauce, and then it got weird. Yes, AAA. How do you make your sauce? What? I mean, I can't imagine getting that question. But if we're going to talk about sauces, McDonald's, give me my Szechuan sauce. Back to this. 8 years ago today, I butt-dialed my mom during sex. Worst part wasn't even her finding out I was having sex. It was that she thought I was somewhere dying in a ditch. Easily most embarrassing moment of my life. I'm glad Time Hop is here to remind me of it. Oh, man. Well, that's all I have left for cringy tweets. One other thing I want to do as a segment is a weekly movie you should watch. I find media can be a great escape. I mean, definitely read books still. Don't lose the ability and the drive to do that, but having a nice movie or a nice TV show to kind of really get yourself into it is great. It's one of the greater features of living in today's world. The movie that I definitely want to recommend to watch this week would be Onward. If you haven't seen it yet, it's available for streaming on Disney Plus. And it's a real good, heartfelt, animated movie about two brothers just trying to see their dad one more time. And it's got, you know, just everything that an animated movie from Disney would. It's got the whole enchilada, the heartfelt moments, the sadness, the, you know, great, wonderful adventure, blossoming color. It's definitely worth the check out. And, you know, it's got two of my favorite actors doing voiceovers in it. You got Tom Holland, who did Spider-Man and the Avengers. And then you got, of course, Chris Pratt, you know, Star-Lord. Love me some Star-Lord. So give that a try. Well, I think that's just about all the time we have on this this episode. I appreciate you coming in and listening. This is my first go at making a podcast. I've been wanting to do it for a really long time. So any support from any of you guys is going to mean the world to me. One other thing, the random thought of the week, provided by my girlfriend, wonderful as she is. Water is just a portal to another world where you can't breathe, but you can fly. Think about that. Stay tuned. Have a good one. We will see you next week for episode 2. And remember, just breathe. Hang in there. People can piss you off, but fuck them. I haven't been putting any stuff out recently. I've just been going through a lot, starting a new job and stuff like that. But I did write this little piece down I thought I'd throw in there. So enjoy. And again, welcome to Whimsical Irritations. And I am Sirius Stark. So I hope you enjoyed that little piece. I call it a fantastic suicide of whimsical happiness. That sounds good. We'll go with that. Still, I'm always interested to hear your thoughts. Remember, you can email me anytime at whimsical.irritations@gmail.com. This is Sirius Stark, and I will start putting on my regular stuff whenever my life starts getting a little bit back to a normal track. People suck. Love you. Hope you survive this chaotic world we live in. Punch pedophiles and Nazis in the face. Coronavirus is a bitch. Wear your mask. And remember to be kind to those around you, because then you're going to come up with assholes like me who just want to start complaining about them on their podcast because, you know, fuck them. All right, well, until next time, this is A Tiny Short by, again, your host, Sirius Stark. And if you're interested in anything else I put out there, I do Wolfpack Gaming, WP Gaming on YouTube. You can just search it by WP Gaming, Sirius_Stark, and you'll find me. Until next time, stay groovy out there.